This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
A new art exhibition is exploring themes from the seminal play set in Chicago, A Raisin in the Sun by Lorraine Hansberry. Local and global artists wrestle with the theme of home at 6018 North, a gallery in Chicago's Edgewater neighborhood. WBEZ's Natalie Moore paid a visit to the show. It's simply entitled Raisin and talked with the curator.
Hi, it's Natalie from BEZ. I wasn't sure how to...
6018 North is a gallery that used to be a mansion. When I enter the foyer, there is a door that I can't seem to open.
So I'm standing in front of this off-white door with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 door knobs, and I can't get in. Okay, Trisha, I give up.
Founder and artistic director Trisha Van Eck coaches me from the second level. She tells me to push the other side. It opens easily. I never thought to try to enter on the left. This is an art piece with symbolism.
It shows that inequity that's built into the system that people don't necessarily, even artists from an art, like artists struggle and think, like, but people who know the art world, they just push. They just go in. Same with any system. It's designed, it's not necessarily designed to keep out, but that's what it effect does because this is all super distracting.
The piece is left over from another exhibit, but it appropriately stayed for Raisin, a rumination on race and place. Asha Iman Veal is the curator of Raisin.
One of our largest spaces is the Younger's living room it has been transported into. I think that's one of the most iconic things about the play. It's such a simple set, but again, even across locations and theater companies and film companies, it's so easy to restage.
The Younger's were an intergenerational Black family living on the south side of Chicago in a cramped apartment. In the play, the Younger's receive a financial windfall and seek to buy a home in a white neighborhood. Problem is, the White Neighborhood Association doesn't want them. Playwright Lorraine Hansberry drew from her own Southside experiences. The groundbreaking drama debuted on Broadway in 1959. Before Veal gives me a tour of the three-story gallery featuring 37 artists, she tells me the process that brought this show together. While in graduate school back in 2016, Veal came across a series of images by a Polish scholar of African-American literature who was looking at A Raisin in the Sun being done in Eastern Europe in the 1960s.
And the thing that was striking to me about this archive that the researcher had looked at was that these were all done in blackface. So again, I think there are a lot of immediate reactions and emotions that come up, but mine was actually curiosity.
Veal moved past the minstrel nature to try to understand why Raisin in the Sun resonated with global appreciation. Even through my mask, Veal sees the shock in my face at all these photos of blackface from various productions.
There were a lot of different political reasons. There was the thought about Black Americans at that particular history and time as being a force of rebellion or resistance against a larger, you know, American capitalism. There were ties to communism, obviously, in the community during that time. Lorraine was hugely popular in the region. Another piece we have is Chicago history. So Zakiya Najiba Dumas O'Neill is an amazing artist in town and is speaking about their family history and having a Black architect in the family, which is, again, today there are not that many fully, you know, licensed, registered Black architects, and this is something her grandfather was doing mid-last century. She has a piece that I really love that's called What Space Was Made for Us to Feel Like. Another artist who's thinking about home outside of the city of Chicago but used to live in Chicago is Ziwan Yang. Ziwan grew up in Beijing, is queer, and wanted to think about heteronormativity within domesticity. So in their photo practice, the parents gender swap.
On the second floor, the walls are painted an intentional color.
Chicago-based artist Amanda Williams in the Sherwin-Williams color, Raisin Purple. Amanda has a question that says, you know, what would housing segregation look like, or what color is housing segregation? And it is purple. It is this Raisin Purple.
Back downstairs, two videos play from choreographer Kiara King as feminist homages to Benita, the fiercely independent and educated sister in A Raisin in the Sun. King explains this tribute to Act 2, Scene 2, a physical reenactment of angst and movement after she rejects advances from a potential suitor.
Benita, she was a character that honestly I felt really connected to, just with trying to find herself, trying to do more than what people expected of what she can do and who she can be.
Outside on the front porch, artist Kyle Bellucci Johansson is putting finishing touches on his piece. He spells out phrases with grass seeds on 66 welcome mats. The words come from a white member of the neighborhood association in the play.
He is constantly smiling. He's sweating, not from heat, but from anxiety. And he's delivering the most horrible racist news through this, like, polite, smiling face.
Those fertilized seeds will turn into long green grass that will grow up through the mats. Visitors will trample the grass, which will go through a whole life cycle during the course of the Raisin exhibition. Natalie Moore, WBEZ News.